Welcome back, and get ready to do some serious percussion polish. In this lesson, we're working on a Roughneck Percussion Layer Polish Lab in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices only, and we're aiming straight for that jungle and old-school drum and bass vibe. Beginner-friendly, but still proper musical, because the goal here is not just to make the percussion louder or brighter. The goal is to make it feel tighter, grittier, wider, and more finished, while still keeping that dusty, rolling character that makes classic DNB hit so hard. Now, before we touch any devices, let's set the mindset. This kind of percussion work is not about making everything perfect and glossy. In jungle, a little roughness is part of the charm. We want punch, motion, and attitude. We want the percussion to sit with the breakbeat instead of fighting it. And most importantly, we want it to support the kick, snare, and bass without stealing the show. So think of this like a polish lab. We're taking a basic top layer, maybe a shaker loop, a hat loop, a rim pattern, a chopped break top, or some small percussion hits, and we're shaping it into something that feels like it belongs in a proper roughneck drum and bass tune. First, choose a good source. This matters more than people think. If your percussion loop already sounds super noisy, super harsh, or super messy, don't expect one magic device to fix it. Start with something usable. A 16th shaker, an offbeat hat loop, a light metallic top, or a filtered break layer is perfect. If you already have a full break, you can duplicate it and work on the top end only. That's a very classic move. Now we'll start processing. Put EQ8 first in the chain. This is where we clean up the low end and remove anything that doesn't belong. For jungle and old school DNB percussion, you usually want a high pass filter somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the sound. Shakers often need a stronger cut, maybe around 180 to 300 Hz. Hats can be even higher, sometimes 200 Hz and up. If you're working with break tops, you might leave a little more low mid body, so something like 100 to 180 Hz can work. The main point here is to clear out the sub and low bass range so the kick and bass can breathe. Then listen for any muddy or boxy areas, often around 400 to 800 Hz, and take a small cut if needed. Keep it subtle. We're not carving the sound into bits, we're just making room. If the top end is too sharp or painful, try a gentle dip somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz. Small changes go a long way here. Here's a really important coach note. Work in context, don't judge the percussion soloed for too long. In jungle, something can sound thin by itself and still be exactly right in the full mix. Keep the kick, snare, and bass running while you tweak. Next, add drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices for drum and bass percussion because it can add punch, saturation, density, and a little bit of that gritty movement that suits old-school vibes. Start gently. Drive around 5 to 15% is usually enough. Keep crunch low if you want subtle dirt, maybe 0 to 10%. Boom is usually off or very low for top percussion layers, because we do not want to add low-end weight to something that should stay light. If the percussion feels a bit too soft, add a small amount of positive transient to help the hits speak more clearly. But be careful, drum bus can get harsh fast if you overdo it. If the sound gets too bright or brittle, back off the drive, and if needed, clean it up later with a EQ8. The real trick is to listen before and after, and ask yourself one question. Did this get better, or just louder? If it only got louder, reduce it. After that, add saturator. This is where we can add a little more grit and harmonic richness. Saturator is brilliant for making thin percussion feel more present and a bit more vintage. Try drive around +1 to +4 dB, and turn soft clip on. That can help smooth out peaks while adding a nice rough edge. Again, level match carefully. If you make it louder, your ears will lie to you. Keep the output in check so you're actually hearing the tone change, not just a volume boost. A really useful trick here is to use saturator on loops that feel too clean. Metallic hats, digital percussion, and break tops often benefit from a little harmonic dirt. That extra texture helps the sound read better on smaller speakers too, which is a nice bonus. Now we'll control the dynamics with compressor. We are not trying to crush the percussion flat. We just want it to behave a bit more consistently. Start with a ratio around 2 to 1 or 3 to 1, an attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds, and a release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see maybe 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. That's enough for this kind of work. What are you listening for? You want the loud hats and spikes to settle down a little, but the groove should still breathe. If the percussion starts sounding stiff or lifeless, the compression is probably too much, or the attack is too fast. Jungle rhythm needs some swing and movement. Don't flatten it. If the percussion is clashing with the kick or snare, you can also try gentle sidechain compression from the kick or drum bus. Keep it subtle. We're not going for obvious pumping unless that's a stylistic choice. We just want a little space so the main hits can breathe. Now let's add motion with auto filter. This is where the percussion can evolve over the arrangement. A slow filter opening is perfect for intros, breakdowns, and build-ups. For example, you could start with a low-pass filter around 3 kHz and open it up to around 12 kHz over 8 bars. That gives the impression of energy building without changing the rhythm itself. You can also use bandpass movement or subtle LFO motion if you want a bit of rhythmic wobble. Keep the resonance low to medium and keep the motion subtle. For jungle, one of the nicest tricks is to darken the percussion before a drop, then open it up right on the one. That contrast creates a massive sense of release, even if the actual drum pattern stays simple. Next, add utility at the end of the chain. This device is simple, but it's one of the most important tools for width and level control. Use it to check mono compatibility and to manage stereo width. For percussion layers, you usually want the rhythmic core to stay centered, while the airy top can feel a little wider. Try width around 90 to 120%, but if the loop starts sounding smeared or too loose, pull it back to 80 to 100%. This is another big jungle lesson. Wide is not always better. A percussion layer can sound huge in solo and still ruin the groove in context if it's too wide. You want movement, not mush. Now let's talk about space. For roughneck percussion, use reverb and delay carefully. Short, dark spaces work much better than huge glossy ones. If you use reverb on a send, keep the decay short, maybe 0.4 to 1.2 seconds, with some pre-delay, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds, and filter the reverb so it doesn't get too bright or too muddy. That way you get a little air, but you don't turn the top loop into soup. Echo can also be useful for short rhythmic reflections. Try short delay times, low feedback, and filter out some lows and highs. That gives you a little movement and depth without cluttering the groove. In old-school DNB, the space is often short and gritty rather than lush and polished. Think warehouse pressure, not shiny pop reverb. If your percussion is part of a drum group, you can process the whole group very lightly as well. A glue compressor with just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction can help everything feel connected. You can also add a tiny bit of EQ cleanup or very subtle drum bus on the group, but keep it gentle. The goal is to make the percussion feel like it belongs with the break, not pasted on top of it. Now let's make it musical in the arrangement. Polish is not only about the device chain. It's also about how you use the layers over time. A classic jungle move is to start with a filtered top layer in the intro, then bring in the full percussion at the drop. You can add an extra shaker or a ghost hat in the second 8 bars. You can automate filter changes, delay throws, or short bursts of space in fill bars. And one of the most effective tricks of all, mute the high percussion for 1 bar right before the drop, then bring it back on the one. That contrast always feels big. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't over-EQ the highs. If you cut too much, the percussion loses life and sounds cheap. Second, don't distort too much. A little grime is jungle. Too much becomes hiss. Third, don't make everything super wide. It can sound exciting alone, but messy in the full mix. Fourth, don't squash the groove with compression. And fifth, don't ignore the arrangement. A loop that sounds great for 4 bars can get boring fast if nothing changes. If you want a darker, heavier sound, there are a few extra tricks. Use short, dark reverb. Add controlled grit with drum bus and saturator. Automate the filter or a high shelf very slightly across sections so the percussion feels alive. And keep your ghost layers quieter than you think. A lot of old-school jungle energy comes from the spaces between hits, not from everything being loud all the time. Here's a simple practice exercise. Load a 2-bar percussion loop into an audio track. Duplicate the track. Keep the first one dry as a reference. On the second track, build this chain. EQ 8, drum bus, saturator, compressor, and utility. High pass around 180 to 250 Hz. Add 2 to 3 dB of saturation drive. Use a little drum bus drive. Compress only 1 to 3 dB. Set utility width around 90 to 110%. Then automate the filter cutoff over 8 bars. Compare the processed version with the dry one in the full mix. Do the same exercise again with a shaker, a rim pattern, or a chopped break top. And if you want to level up even more, try a parallel grit lane. Duplicate the percussion, high pass the copy, then process it more aggressively with saturator or drum bus. Turn it down until you just feel the edge. That way your main layer stays clean, and the dirty copy ads attitude underneath. So let's wrap it up. The big idea here is that a polished DNB percussion layer is not supposed to be huge for the sake of being huge. It needs to fit, move, and hit. Use EQ8 for cleanup and tone shaping. Use drum bus for punch and grit. Use saturator for harmonics. Use compressor for control. Use auto filter for movement. Use utility for width and mono management. And use reverb or echo sparingly for tasteful space. If you keep those layers rough, but controlled, bright but not piercing, busy but not cluttered, and vintage but still powerful, you'll start making percussion that feels like it belongs in a real roughneck jungle record. Alright, that's the lab. Open up your project, grab a top loop, and start polishing like a proper DNB engineer.